From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The U.S. and China enter dialogue. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden has opened the annual strategic and economic dialogue between his country and China, saying the world depends on the two countries working through their differences.
There will be intense competition. We will have intense disagreements. That's the nature of international relations. But there are important issues where we don't see eye to eye. But it doesn't mean we should stop working hand in hand because we don't see eye to eye.
U.S. and Chinese officials have begun 2 days of cabinet-level discussions on security. The United States will pre-position military equipment in 6 European countries. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter spoke to reporters in Estonia.
American rotational forces need to move more quickly and easily to participate in training and exercises here. That's why I'm pleased to announce, and I discussed with my colleagues earlier today, that we will temporarily stage 1 Armored Brigade Combat Team's vehicles and associated equipment in countries in Central and Eastern Europe.
The action is to help reassure NATO allies in the face of threats from Russia and terrorist groups. Kurdish-led forces in Syria have captured a town once held by the Islamic State group. Kurdish fighters say they seized the town of Ain Issa. The announcement came just hours after the Kurds captured a key military base in northern Syria. At least 40 people were killed in Nigeria during recent attacks by suspected Boko Haram militants. Witnesses and security sources say the attacks occurred in 2 neighboring villages in Borno State on Monday afternoon and Tuesday morning. This is VOA News. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has called on European parliaments to advocate for the protection of migrants who risk their lives to escape conflicts, persecution, and poverty. Mr. Ban addressed the 47-nation Council of Europe Tuesday in Strasbourg, France.
We have a responsibility, common responsibility, to act before more lives are lost. That is why Europe needs safer, regular and orderly channels for migration and mobility.
Scores of people are trying to leave the Middle East, Africa, and Asia for a better life in European countries. Meanwhile, an international rights organization has called on European Union nations to better provide for children from Afghanistan, Syria, and other nations seeking asylum in Europe. Thailand's police say they have completed what they called Thailand's largest investigation into human trafficking in the country's history. Ron Corbin has more.
Thai police Tuesday said they had wrapped up their investigations into human trafficking operations centered on southern Thailand, with arrests of 56 suspects and arrest warrants for more than 60 people. Police officials called the probe the most extensive in Thailand's history into human trafficking, with police filing over 100,000 documents to the Office of Attorney General, which will now decide by late July on pressing charges against the accused. Ron Corbin, Bangkok, Thailand.
Rwandan officials have confirmed that the government's intelligence chief, General Karenzi Karake, has been arrested in Britain. Rwanda's justice minister says his government is seeking clarification from Britain on the reason for Karake's arrest. British authorities say Karake was arrested on a European arrest warrant on behalf of Spain, where he is wanted in connection with war crimes against civilians. South Sudan has declared a cholera outbreak following the deaths of 18 people. The country has recorded at least 170 cases in recent days. South Sudan's Minister of Health says the outbreak began in crowded United Nations refugee camps in the capital. The United States government says an airstrike last week in northern Iraq killed an Islamic State militant suspected of being involved in the 2012 attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya. That attack killed 4 Americans, including Ambassador Christopher Stevens. Pentagon spokesman Colonel Steve Warren said the June 15th airstrike in Mosul killed Ali Awin al-Harzi, who worked closely with extremists affiliated with the Islamic State group in North Africa and the Middle East. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.